This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They don't know we're talking on the radio.
Yeah, what's going on over there? It's always a party.
Beth, either come in or stay out.
We got kittens.
Come on in here.
We're kissing the kittens.
I got Patty and Beth ruining everything out there.
Chatting and kissing kittens.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, sweetie.
Hello, Beth.
And hello, Beth.
I was just getting ready. You're just in time for a James Ingram story. I had him on the show when I worked at the other station a couple of times.
Which other station?
and he was such a nice guy. And he told me a story that he was singing with this girl named Regina Bell. You ever heard of her?
Of course.
They sang a song together. I guess it was in that movie Aladdin, which is a Disney production. So while they were doing the video for Disney, they stopped taping. And the lady came over to James Ingram and said, and kind of whispered, could you do me a favor?
Right.
So this is for Disney, and I need you to have Regina Bell change her outfit. And he said, well, what's wrong? I said, well, her boobs are too big, and she needs to strap them down because it's that's not right for our audience. And so he had to go, and he's a very bashful guy. He had to go over
He had to be the one to tell her.
He had to go over, because they didn't want to do it.
Yeah, well, why make him do it?
He had to do it. He said, I had to pull her out of the, you know, out of the studio and go in and tell her, you got to strap
back
him
it
down.
Off.
Yeah, back him down a little.
He's not going to have Mickey do it.
Yeah. No.
Ha ha, put them away.
Good morning, Beth. How are you?
Hi, it's so nice to be here on this cold winter day.
I'll say.
Now, you, who do you have in your lap there?
Oh, my goodness. Look at this beautiful little kitten. She's one of our rescues from West Virginia. She's 12 weeks old. She looks like a little...
Uh-oh, she's got the microphone.
She's a fancy kitten. She almost looks like a little Siamese mix. Look at her. She's
she does.
Gorgeous. She's
she has
white.
That's what I thought, too.
And she comes with a brother, too.
With like a colored stripes.
For those of you who don't know what's going on here, Beth hosts this incredible show called The Kitten Bowl Sunday at 2 p.m. on the Hallmark Channel. Boomer's going to... What does Boomer do anyway on that show?
Boomer does a lot of play-by-play. He's been a part of part of the action since we started 6 years ago. He's a big part of Kitten Bowl.
Uh-huh. He's a big old boy there petting the kittens and having some fun, right?
Now, do you host Cat Bowl, too?
Yeah, this year it's so incredible.
It's new,
We're doing the night before, 10 p.m. on Hallmark Channel. Uh-huh. We are showcasing a lot of the adults, seniors, and special needs cats.
Oh.
And they're going to be sitting on a field, unlike the kittens, frolicking and playing and
going
crazy. They just kind of hang out and sit there, and it's just showing the beauty of an adult cat. And there's so many in shelters right now that need homes. And how Howard and I, my husband and I, really focus on fostering, especially when it's not kitten season. A lot of special needs cats.
Yeah.
We actually have we have a blind cat at home. You know us, Scott.
Yeah, I know.
We have the whole thing going on.
Speaking of cats, what happens is they have a room where they keep all the foster cats, and then there's three or four cats who are special, and they get to live with the Stearns.
They're all special.
They get to roam around.
Yeah, they're permanent guests.
Tell me about a Pebble.
Oh, my goodness.
What happened there? Pebble was chosen to join the elite, right?
Yeah, well, what happened was, sadly, we lost three of our resident cats over the past year and a half. Oh. And so we decided to reward ourselves and say, you know what? We usually adopt only the adult cats. And we said, we're going to treat ourselves to a kitten. So I'm like, well, she only has one eye, so we're allowed. So we chose the golden child. Pebble was in our foster room for
golden
a really long
child.
Time. And she, I said, you are part of the Stern household. And she enters, and she is she's so bad.
She's a diva.
She's the worst kitten ever.
What does she do?
I've had 900 cats and kittens come through my house. She's the worst. And I say, thank goodness we adopted her, because she would have been returned to me.
Multiple times.
She terrorizes our senior cats. Oh. She attacks my hand bloody raw. She is... Howard's having his yogurt in the morning. She jumps up on the table and starts eating it. Everything a cat bad could do.
Right.
Pebble Stern does.
Have you warned Pebble that she's going to go back in the other room?
No, Pebble is in the main house to stay. I vowed that to her, and she's going to live there for her entire life. And I have to say, there's something so extra special about her being so naughty. I think she's going to be she's the inspiration for my next children's book.
It's good to be naughty.
Yeah.
So now it's not kitten season yet, right? So how many kittens do you have right now, or cats do you have right now?
Well, we have our four resident cats in the main part of the house. Mm-hmm. And then in the foster room, I think I have about 9 or 10, but they're going so quickly.
Yeah.
Today I'm picking up 3. I have 3 being adopted on Sunday.
Wow.
It's really turned into, Scott, we're close to 900 cats that have come through our home.
You know, I was thinking I have a one-eyed dog.
Oh,
and Riley
could
get along with, and he's a
Pebble.
Kind of, he's a little wacky too. Put him with Pebble. Now, I know you guys do so much. They're putting together a brand new installation for the cats where they can actually roam around outside, right?
That was just this fantasy of mine several years ago, and it's come to life. We are opening the Bianca's Furry Friends Feline Adoption Center at North Shore Animal League America in June. Mm. And it's 14,000 square feet of space.
Wow.
And what the beauty of it is it opens up the entire downstairs. We're building it just on the existing shelter, the mm-hmm. floor up.
Right.
So it's opening the downstairs for more puppy mill and adult dog rescues. So it's a win-win. And all of the cats now will be cage-free. They're not going to be sitting stacked up in cages in the hallways or in these adoption rooms. And they can thrive.
And
until
how many
they find
will it hold?
Hundreds and hundreds,
hundreds
and hundreds.
Wow.
And we also are going to have a feline wellness center in there as well. So people can come and bring their cats and mm-hmm. use the medical facility too.
This morning before the show, I read the story, and it's just some of the work that they do at the North Shore Animal League America is a story of cranberries. You seen that yet?
Cranberries?
It's one of the cats that they brought in.
I've met cranberry.
It's a little kitty. It was about 4 weeks old.
Uh-huh.
And something had happened to it, but its paws were almost completely destroyed. And they had to, you can
probably
read the story online, because they had to do several operations to put skin back on the paws because the nerves and the muscles were showing.
Oh.
And now Cranberries is all well again and having fun.
I love it. The work that they do is extraordinary. I'm actually picking up one of those special cases named Moon this afternoon, who was abused and had to have an eye removed. So he's recovering from his eye surgery, and he's going to recover in our home. So they'll be
there
our new foster.
There is nothing better. I adopted a cat from a shelter many, many years ago, had him for 16 years. My best friend for those 16 years. Just the most amazing
guy. Love that you get from a pet is just like none other. And we're all animal lovers, so we understand. So when people say, I'm not a cat person, it's because they've never had one.
They're the only things that will run to the door every single time when you come home. Kids get over it. Husbands get over it. But the cat, the dog, they run to the door.
We have one resident cat named Walter who is just so obsessed with my husband. He can feel him coming no matter what time of day. He'll be right by the door. He knows when he's going to arrive home.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And don't forget, they also have the Kitten Bowl adoption party going on. Is that Sunday?
This Sunday, North Shore Animal League America is holding an adoption special, 50% off of all of our felines. But it's really fun. They're kids' activities. All the cats are up for adoption. The beauty of this is that we have Kitten Bowl parties all across the United States. And as a result, over 25,000 felines have been adopted over the years.
Oh, that's so
great. So we're adding to our number this year. I can't wait.
That feels good.
We're talking to Beth Stern, who's doing Kitten Bowl. Now, your husband is a pretty well-known radio personality. And I know I've heard this story before, but he is fascinated with this oldie but goodie song called The Name Game.
Oh, yes.
And you and him get into arguments because you were too young to remember that song. But it's a game that he plays with. I guess Kimmel brings his kids to town and you guys go on vacation together.
He'll sing it to our cats. He sings it to any child that comes into our house.
All right, so we have the Kitten Bowl going on Sunday at 2 o'clock, Hallmark Channel with Boomer and Beth.
Mm-hmm.
And Dean Cain's going to be on that too, right?
Yep, New Edition, Allison Sweeney.
And the Cat Bowl the night before.
That's on Saturday night at 10 mm-hmm. o'clock.
Yeah. Yep.
And then, of course, the Kitten Bowl Shelter Pet Adoption Party that Sunday. What time?
Starting at noon at North Shore Animal League America in Port Washington.
We love you for the work you do, and thank you so much for taking time to come by.
I love your support, Patty and Scott. Thank you.
Beth Stern, ladies and gentlemen, on CBS FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.